If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
All right, welcome back to WGN Nightside. It's Dave Player along with Elliot Bamber from WGN TV's Chicago's Best here on 720 WGN. So on Saturday, why the Super Friends theme is probably what people are thinking.
They just think we've completely lost it. We've given up at this point.
Could be. So on Saturday, March 9th at 10 a.m., and I love this, 10 a.m. in the morning, the Will County Brewing Company is launching a very unique brew called Saturday Morning Cartoons. Three different beers featuring 80s and 90s cartoons playing all morning. So you can actually enjoy beer on a Saturday morning at 10 a.m. watching your favorite cartoons because they're all inspired by the cereals and food that you ate watching the cartoons.
How about that? It's a genius idea.
To top it all off, Orland Park Bakery will be whipping up some cereal top treats to go along with each beer. And joining us to talk about it all is the co-founder of Will County Brewing. That's Jamie Alpert. Welcome in, Jamie.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We shouldn't be allowed to thank anyone for... What? You shouldn't have to thank us at all. You brought Orland Park Bakery food.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which is an incredible place if anyone's ever been there. And you brought beer. Right.
So you should be thanking me for bringing beer.
That's it.
Essentially, that's what we're doing right now.
Gotcha.
Well, and here to our listeners, you know, and I think about this when I'm driving in a car, is I don't want to hear you drink and eat unless you're giving me really descriptive, what are you tasting, what are you doing, and that's your thing.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for the pressure, for sure. Dave.
So you and your partner found the company back in 2016. You have a tap room in Shorewood. Mm-hmm. I always find the origins interesting. Like, how did you guys first get together?
Well, there's actually three of us. And we all started as home brewers, as most brewers do.
Did you work together on these things, or did you all have do your own thing?
We all started off doing our own thing, but we were all part of the same Brewers Guild, the Home Brewers Club.
Okay.
It was Joliet Brewers Guild is an organization that a bunch of home brewers just get together once a month, share their recipes, share their beer, and some tricks of the trade and stuff like that. So,
what was the point that you guys said we might be onto something? Was it a beer? Was it a moment, an inspiration, or was it just despair with the job you were currently in?
A few of us had some beers.
Despair.
I said despair.
All right.
A few of us had some of the competition-winning beers. The guild would throw on competitions, like a Irish Red competition in March. They'd do a big and dark competition at the end of the year, which is usually just like a big, heavy stout or something like that. Mm-hmm. And actually, one of the competitions was a cereal beer competition.
Really?
All right.
Yeah, and that's, we decided to just roll with it. So,
because if you can make a beer with cereal, you can make any kind of beer you want.
Pretty much.
We should open a brewery.
Right.
Nice.
So when you were brewing by yourself, like, what are some of the kind of wildest combinations that you were coming up with to come up with something really unique?
Well, when I was brewing, I'm more of a traditionalist. I like to stick with, you know, a good classic style of beer. You know, if you make a pilsner, make a good pilsner.
Okay.
We have a Bohemian pilsner. That's one of my original recipes. And like an Irish red, make a good Irish red. And the way things are going now, there's so many different things that are going in beer. You can really play with it. Mm-hmm. There's no rules.
Yeah. 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 No, absolutely. Absolutely.
No, I agree. I mean, I think there's over 220 breweries in Illinois alone. It's one of the fastest exploding areas of the food world, I guess you would call it, or the drinking world. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves a craft brewery, and you have to distinguish yourself now. You have to have a story that's more interesting or more appealing than the other person, or a drinker likes to know they're latching onto something that's fascinating that they want to drink it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Every beer's got to have a story. And then, you know, every brewery has its own story, too.
Well, yours does. You have three missions, and it's craft, community, and charity. And mm-hmm. it's about supporting causes in your own backyard. That's important.
Right. Yeah, we get involved with a lot of the local charities. As a matter of fact, next weekend at our anniversary party, we were doing a big 50-50 raffle to benefit Shorewood Hugs, which is a local fundraising helps...
That's cool. I mean, yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's great that you're doing that.
Needy stuff.
Very, very cool. You have a tap room that's open?
We do.
During the week?
Yep. After our big anniversary party. Also, we're going to be going to 7 days a week, too. So,
oh, great. Okay.
Right
okay.
now, we're closed Tuesday, Wednesday, but we're going 7 days a week.
All right.
Yeah.
What do people do on Tuesday and Wednesday now? Just sad.
I don't know.
They just got to be sad.
Sitting at
this point.
Home and bored.
Just going to go back to that word, despair again.
Despair again, yeah. And you usually have, what, about 10 beers on tap?
We actually have 16. We have two okay. of them that we have guest ciders.
Right.
Not everybody's a beer drinker. So mm-hmm. we have two ciders on tap that we offer. So we have the other 14 taps for our own beers.
Do you have food or a food truck that turns up?
We don't. We're in a strip mall that has two restaurants in there. Happy Place Cafe is on one side, and then Savarino Pizza is on the other side of us. People bring in food all the time. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Family friendly. Always bunch of pizzas and stuff like that slinging around.
So let's talk about some of your beers here, because I know they range from like an alcohol rate of like 4.2% to 8.7%. So mm-hmm. what makes it? I mean, when you're talking about these stronger beers, what makes them that high in alcohol levels?
Usually the amount of sugars. That are used.
Okay.
Basically, as brewers, all we do is we make sugar water. We make the meal for all the yeast to devour, and the yeast is what makes the beer. So definitely, you know, the more sugars in there,
sure.
You know, a bigger mash is going to be a higher ABV.
What are your some of the ones that you have on tap right now that you're featuring, besides the cereal ones? We'll get to those in a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we have our original beers that we opened up with that we usually have on all the time. We have Intramural Superstars, our Bohemian Pilsner. We have Peach Meat, which is our peach wheat beer, which is very popular. We've got an Irish Red, like I said. We've got Rocket Queen, which is probably our flagship IPA. We do some other IPAs as well. And then we do a coffee brown ale. Called Vasante, and then we have Mr. Mustachio, which is our bourbon vanilla porter. It's
ooh, that's nice.
8%. Yeah,
that's nice. What like when do you have like releases? Like, do you do a quarterly? Like, how often do you kind of change it up a little bit?
As often as we can. So we have 8 5-barrel fermenters, and as soon as we empty a fermenter, we try to brew something and fill it right back up. So we're always doing new beers. We have a couple of New England IPAs that we're putting out now, so that's a really popular beer. People go crazy over it. So
that's kind of the benefit of being a small independent brewery as well, is that you have the ability, because you're not making in huge quantities, so you can change out to a different beer, to a different idea, to a different kind of whatever you're feeling from however much you have left over to sell to when you need to brew again.
Sure, yeah. It's and we're a small enough. We have a small enough system to where we can do that. You know, and if you know, we can play around with a little bit if it's something we've doing for the first time.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of buzz around this Saturday morning cartoons beer. It's happening on March 9th at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to talk about that with Jamie from Will County Brewing Company. You're listening to WGN Nightside on 720 WGN. All the lights, this is it, the night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing apart. We know every card by heart. All right, it's Dave Plyer and Elliot Bamber from WGN TV.
Am I
going
to be allowed to introduce
best?
Myself at any point?
Go ahead.
It feels like I'm doing radio with my dad.
Go ahead. And I have so many texters that say, "Who is this?"
And I'm Elliot Bamber from WGN TV. Thanks, Dad.
Let's try that again. Hey, it's Dave Plyer on WGN.
Hey, and it's Elliot Bamber from WGN TV.
Wow, that's very good. Very
thank you.
Non-British on mm-hmm. that one. Yeah. We're talking to Jamie Albert. He's the president brewmaster of Will County Brewing Company. Why all these Saturday morning cartoons? Because there is a Saturday morning cartoons beer being released on Saturday, March 9th. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so the idea came with the idea for Saturday morning cartoons came from the one beer that we have that's involved with that is Bam Bam Loves Pebbles. And it's our wheat ale that we do with Fruity Pebbles. And we've had it on for about 6 months in the tap room. And it's one of our most popular beers. So we said, well, why not do a bunch more beers with cereal and do like a Saturday morning cartoons theme?
Yeah.
So we're going to be playing cartoons in the morning, and we've got four total beers that we're going to release with cereal.
Don't bring the kids.
No.
don't bring the kids.
Just the adult ones.
Yeah, right. Just the adult ones. But yeah, March 9th at the Will County Brewing Company Tap Room. And here's what I love about this. Like, we're tasting some of this with the stuff from the Orland Park Bakery.
We're doing the house stuff.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and so there's a, like a, is it a punschke or?
Yes.
Yeah, a punschke with, with fruity pebbles on it. And tasting that with the beer, I just never really thought of sweets and beer together.
It's a mixture as old as time. It's a beautiful thing, sweet and savory.
It's
a special thing.
But the beer itself is like, it's not overpowering. Like, you know, I'm not tasting some crazy cereal thing. I'm just tasting enough of a hint.
There's fruity notes.
Yeah.
There's fruity notes, and it has a certain, with the mosaic, it brings a kind of like an elevated, kind of kid-like feel. It kind of like bounces around on your tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Kind of tropical. Mm-hmm.
And like Dave said, you can't go wrong when you pair anything from Orland Park Bakery. They're a classic, old school, South Side bakery. They've been doing it for years. I mean, they do it on Punchki Day, next Tuesday. That place is going to be swarmed.
Yeah.
You cannot move in there for the entire day. They have people in for like a week before. Just for the week of Punchki Day, so they can get people like moving
out. People even come in Monday and get some punchkis probably.
Yeah, probably be well advised to just get in and get out as soon as possible. Don't even go on Tuesday. It's insane. Yeah, but anyway, back to your beer.
They told me they go through about 40,000 punchkis.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing. But it's a lot of bacon, they're great people. We actually do a monthly thing with them. We do donuts and beer the last Sunday of every month at the tap room.
That's great.
In Sherwood. And then they brew, or they bake a donut with one of our beers.
Oh, that's
so
smart.
Like the last one they did, Vasante, which is our coffee brown ale, and they infused that into the whipped cream and stuff like that.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Put bacon on top of it, and it was just an elaborate donut, like a meal.
Everything's better with bacon.
Oh, man.
Tell us
especially
about this other
donut.
One. Sorry?
Especially a donut.
Well, yeah. Well, not anything. A parking ticket, parking violation is better with bacon.
Andre, did you come in here and get a donut and no beer?
I didn't get the beer. I had the donut.
Okay.
There's none left.
We'll do that.
Okay.
We'll do that after the 10 o'clock newscast.
Dave, just tell her there's none left.
Could be the best donut ever.
Oh, I mean, there's none left.
There's
none left. Yeah, they're gone. Elliot drank it all.
Best donut ever.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about this other beer, the one that goes with the partners with the donut.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, the four beers that we have are Bam Bam, Oatmeal Raisin Cookie, Captain Nuts, and Silly Rabbit. So to explain each one of those, the two I brought today was Bam Bam. You had the one with the donut. The other one that we have a donut paired with today is our Oatmeal Raisin Cookie, and it's an amber ale that we do with Raisin Bran Crunch. Some of the malts we use have big stone fruit notes to them, raisin and stuff like that. So it was a perfect malt to pair with this beer.
I have to tell you, it's amazing.
It is.
So especially combined with the donut, I mean, it's absolutely fabulous.
It's a it's a great compliment. It's super smooth.
Yeah.
It's real easy to drink.
We do add a little bit of cinnamon to it to kind of enhance it a little bit. So,
and what? How do you guys brew it? Do you just take the elements from the cereal, or do you legitimately? Because I'm sure some people are saying, do they throw the whole cereal in there and just mush it up and take it out with the mush?
A little bit of both.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we did use a cereal in all of these beers, whether it was in the mash or in the boil or in fermentation. We use it at some point throughout the beer.
You crazy brewers were so preoccupied with whether you could, you didn't stop to think whether you should.
Right.
Damn you.
Absolutely right. And then the other beers that we have, Silly Rabbit is a Trix IPA that we're doing. That'll be released that Saturday also on the 9th. And then Captain Nuts, which is a Captain Crunch sweet stout with peanut butter and marshmallow.
It's amazing.
Oh my God.
Right?
Peanut butter and marshmallow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When does it stop?
I would say, you were talking about, Elliot, like things you'd like to see, cereals that you'd like to see mashed up.
I think so. Like some, you know, something like a good
corn pops.
Corn pops.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios inside an amber ale or something like that. The possibilities are endless. Think of all those poor kids who've got a sad morning to look forward to going to school when they could be downing a pint of beer with their favorite cereal put inside that beer.
Yeah.
Think of the fun we could have on the way to school in the morning.
I think in the fall, you do a blueberry, a frankenberry, and Count Chocolate. Do a little blueberry infused, a little berry infused, right?
Yeah.
You like where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I like that.
Might steal that.
Count Chocolate, too. I have a little chocolate in a nice stout. I like that. Yeah.
What's your favorite Saturday morning cartoon? Because clearly you guys were all influenced from like being kids and eating this, but you must have a favorite Saturday morning cartoon.
I was a big Hanna-Barbera fan back in the day. You know, all of those Hong Kong Phooey and Great Baby.
I love Hong Kong Phooey.
Grape Ape.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the other one? Some other Hanna-Barbera in the 80s, though, or 70s.
You see, like, you're forgetting that I didn't grow up here, Dave.
Yeah.
we just got all your car stuffs when you were done with cartoons. They got shipped over to my country.
There was, here's some 70s ones. How about Scooby-Doo, of course.
Oh, of course.
Speed Buggy was a Hanna-Barbera. Speed Buggy, right? Hong Kong Free Grab. Jabberjaw was another one.
I don't know that one.
There was a Three Rabonic Stooges.
The Three Rabonic Stooges.
We're talking about Saturday morning cartoons. There was Fat Albert.
Oh yeah,
which you've got pictured here.
Oh yeah,
Cosby there.
That was my nickname growing up.
Fat Albert, is it? Oh, lovely. All right,
last name Albert.
Oh, there you go. Pink
Kids
Panther. Pink Panther. We played the Bugs Bunny Roadrunner show on the way in here, which you were like, "What is this?"
Well, I know both the characters, but I've never been privy to it doesn't matter.
Now you're doing the Pebbles and Bam Bam. There was a Fred and Barney Meet the Shmoo.
Okay.
Okay.
I love the Flintstones. That's good fun.
Yeah, there's different eras for all that stuff.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the event, how this whole event's going to go on Saturday, March 9th.
It's all due to our one-year anniversary.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, it's actually the 10th is going to be our actual anniversary date. We opened March 10th of last year. This is our event for Saturday, the Saturday morning cartoons. So we'll have that, the 50-50 raffle. We're going to have two music acts coming in, one in the afternoon, one in the evening. And then Sunday is another huge event that we're doing. We have our anniversary beer that we did, which is a s'mores stout. And we bottled that, so it's going to be a bottle release. We're also releasing our barrel-aged Lord Mustachio. So it's one of our barrel-aged beers.
Yeah.
And then... and we're going to have another beer released that day, too. So a total of 7 beers released this next weekend.
So how often did you have to actually experiment with the barrels before you got where you wanted it to be? Was it a little bit of a long process, or did you figure that out pretty quickly?
Yeah, it does its own thing. I mean, we can't really, we just hope for the best. I mean, it sits in there for, between 6 and 8 months, 9 months, and actually we tasted it the other day and it turned out really, really good.
Oh, great to hear.
Yeah, it's got a lot of the woody oak notes and stuff coming out of the barrel.
You mentioned there are two bands performing on Saturday. Is one of them the Banana Splits?
No.
Very good.
That would be great though.
I'd pay double to come and see those guys get back together and play just one more time.
Oh,
dead.
Full
most
costume.
Of them.
That's the next biopic movie that needs to come out after Bohemian Rhapsody, the Banana Splits, about the breakup of the band, the drugs, the women.
Okay, there is a Banana Splits horror movie that they're making.
Shut up.
No, I'm not kidding.
I'm all about horror.
Okay, let me tell you, there's people that love the Banana Splits and love Hanna-Barbera that are just ticked off. That's how they're going to take these characters and revive them.
Find something else to be more annoyed about. Drink some beer. Drink some beer from Will County.
That's
and
right.
Just be happy with life. Where can people get tickets? Are there still tickets available for the event?
It's no tickets.
No tickets? Just turn up?
Open to the public. Show up and drink beer, watch some cartoons, have some donuts.
Love you guys.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
And again, your website?
www.willcountybrew.com.
There you go.
Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff too.
How I know there are a lot of people listening, and I'm one of those people who've never physically brewed at home. How easy is it to actually do your own home brew? Not to get to the level of doing being specific about a porter or a red amber or whatever. How easy is it to just make a solid pilsner at home?
Pretty simple, actually. To get started, a lot of home brewers, will buy a kit. I mean, you'll need a mash tun, you'll need a boil kettle, so you'll have to buy some equipment and invest some money into it for starters. But most starters use a malt extract instead of using all grain, and that's a really easy way to get into it, just to understand the science behind it, first of all, and to understand how or where the flavors come from.
Cool.
But yeah, extract brewing is rather simple, and I encourage everybody to go try.
I think everyone should do
beer.
It.
Yeah.
Because I like every house I go into for there to be a home brew that I can try. And they say, might want to be careful. That's 14.5%.
Yeah. Those get up
like,
there.
Yes,
yeah,
please.
They definitely get up
Thank
there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Home brewers are either like 18% or 3.
Yeah.
There's nothing in between.
Yeah, no.
It's like, I tried to make this, but I've got you like a, I don't know, like a 2%.
Yeah. Yeah, you better eat something.
It's just going to make you gassy.
Stuff.
That's it.
That's right. Good to know. Good to know. Saturday, March 9th at 10, the Will County Brewing Company. The Saturday morning cartoons brews are being released. You can visit their Facebook page or willcountybrew.com. Thanks for hanging out, Jamie. We appreciate it. Yeah. And thanks to Orland Park Bakery as well.
Oh, my God. Yes, both you guys. Absolutely. And thanks to your beard as well, which is super impressive.
Thank you.
If anyone's watching on the cams, take a screenshot because that beard is, I mean, you're known for your beard, right?
Kind of.
Yeah. There we go.
It's very cool. All right. It's 720 WGN.